Well, look, when you have Congress at 9% approval, and you have, you know, 9% by the same, this is a different version of 999, and you have 9% unemployment, mm-hmm. you have a country that really wants, you know, to, it's a little bit like being in a card game where they want to kick over the table. I mean, they don't want to be told just deal another hand. They want to say, wait a second. And I think the country's right. This is a mess. So I think there's an initial attractiveness to somebody who felt like an outsider. This is not a Herman Cain comment. This is in general. It's true of Bachman. It was true of Perry. You know, could have been true of Polanyi. But there's also some. I mean, this is my impression. And you talk to more. You talk to voters when I'm not there. I get the sense people, because they're really worried about the country, they're having conversations that are much more substantive and much tougher minded than if we were at 4% unemployment and, you know, a balanced budget and everything was working, they'd be asking a totally different set of questions. And so they're sort of peeling back the layers and saying, now, wait a second, nice slogan, what's the policy? Nice policy, could he really get it done? And interestingly, maybe just because of who gets involved in these things, I find an amazing level of sophistication in the people that ask me questions and talk to me. That there are a lot of folks, and not just in the obvious three states. I mean, you in New Hampshire have this exquisite experience of personally interviewing every presidential candidate at least six times. But there's also just a general, when you go around the country, it's almost like there's a national conversation going on. And because of YouTube and stuff, people will now take, like, certain scenes from debates, you know, were seen by millions more people than watched the debate, because that clip went everywhere.